This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Here's a question. Can you imagine getting advice on how to draw cartoons from an organization called the American Freedom Defense Initiative? Furthermore, would you consider a contest for the best cartoon depicting the Prophet Muhammad with a $10,000 reward, an exercise in free speech, or a celebration of hate speech? Or, as this woman basically says, something that is as American as apple pie.
Well, it's dangerous because increasingly we're abridging our freedoms so as not to offend savages. The very idea that if something offends me or I'm insulted by something, I'll kill you, and that way I can get my way. And somehow this is okay with members of the elite media and academia is outrageous.
That's Pamela Geller, the executive director of the American Freedom Defense Initiative, speaking on CNN earlier today. In Garland, Texas, less than 20 miles from Dallas, two gunmen were killed Sunday night, you've probably heard, after opening fire at an event hosted by Geller, who openly declares that offended Muslims are savages. Not much is known about the assailants, who were able to shoot and injure a security guard before they were shot and killed by police officers who were on the scene at the Curtis Colwell Center, which is normally a venue for public school students. That's where was held a, quote, Muhammad art exhibit and contest. Geert Wilders, a bitterly anti-Islamic Dutch politician, was one of the speakers at the event last night. Clearly, the idea of possible violence at an event like this was not unexpected, and protection was paid for in advance by American Freedom Defense. Here's Garland Police Department Officer Joe Harn speaking at a news conference earlier today.
Two men exited the dark-colored sedan. Both of them had assault rifles, came around the back of the car, and started shooting at the police car. The police officer in that car began returning fire and struck both men, taking them down.
The dead gunmen have been identified as Elton Simpson, age 30, of Phoenix, and Nadir Sufi, aged 34, Simpson's roommate. Joining me now with more is Eric Ossen, reporter with KERA in Dallas. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the broad context here. In many ways, this event last night began with an event that took place right after the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris, where Muslims in the community decided to take some matters into their own hands and hold a discussion session of some kind.
Exactly, and that event was held at that same event center in Garland, and it was mostly a peaceful event, aside from a few protesters outside. The idea was to help Muslims help navigate this changing world and how to better talk about what they stand for. And it was designed as more of an informative session. So this event last night in Garland, featuring the American Freedom Defense Initiative, Pamela Geller, the executive director of that event, had heard about this event in January and decided to specifically hold her event in Garland last night. And keep in mind, her group is a New York-based group.
And the Muslims who were at the community event months ago were local, right?
Exactly.
All right. So was there the same kind of security at the local event as there was for this last night?
There was security at both events, but security was definitely heightened yesterday. It was planned weeks, if not months, in advance. The AFDI group, American Freedom Defense Initiative, had to pay about $50,000 on security. So there were several layers of security, including security inside the building. Pamela Geller, that director, was pictured with armed guards inside. But there were also police officers outside the perimeter of the building. And when those two men, in the car, the shooters, tried to approach the perimeter, there was a school security officer who was unarmed, along with a Garland City police officer who was armed, who stopped them. And the two shooters got out of the car, and the police officer just started shooting, and both were killed.
I mean, this is a very difficult issue because, as in the Charlie Hebdo case, even though it was in France, I mean, here in the United States, what they did at the Garland Community Center is completely legal. It's free speech, protected free speech. But in any sense, in the lead up to this, do you have an impression that perhaps they were looking for a confrontation of some kind? Obviously not shooters, but something?
Pamela Geller would say that they weren't trying to egg on people. That's the impression I'm getting from what she's been telling other media outlets, that her group's thoughts might be provocative, but that they have a right to express those viewpoints. She said this morning on CNN that she's not concerned with Muslims, especially peaceful Muslims, but she says she's concerned with those who support Sharia law. And her group was awarding $10,000 last night to the best cartoon that depicts Muhammad the Prophet, and that this is simply a way for people to express their viewpoints. And she keeps on going back to First Amendment and the rights that her group has to speak their minds freely. Now, keep in mind that the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks a lot of groups, many of them extreme, lists her group, the American Freedom Defense Initiative, as an, quote, active anti-Muslim group. Now, of course, she would not agree with that. But clearly, there is a lot of controversy surrounding this group, and there's a lot of Twitter traffic leading up to the event over the past few weeks, with people on all sides of the issue talking about it, and some encouraging violence to take place at this event last night. Although local Muslim and Islam groups were not at the center, were not protesting, and in fact, didn't want to give Pamela Geller and her group any more publicity.
Well, she certainly raised tension in the community. Eric Austin, reporter with KERA in Dallas. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you.